this evening. Let's go to 2 Peter 3. We're going to read some verses there as we catch up here in just a moment. Before we begin, though, I have to apologize because I feel like I might have ruined a lot of relationships on Sunday night. And if you're one of those families that's still arguing about the edge brownies or the inner brownies, I apologize because I have heard from too many of you, and I didn't know I struck such a nerve. And so I'm not going back on what I said, but I'll say this. If your edge brownies are too crunchy, you're cooking them wrong. And that's baking them wrong. Sorry. I'm married to a baker. But I didn't mean to strike such a nerve on Sunday night. If you don't know what we're talking about, just more proof you should be here every class. Because you never know what you're going to get. Okay. Tonight we're going to finish the class we started on Sunday night. This coming Sunday night is our last class. And so we can't go into as much detail on some of these as I was hoping to, just because we spent some more time on some past classes. And I think it was probably better to give more attention and detail to those than these. But we'll get through as much as we can, as fast as we can. So if it seems like I'm quickly hurrying through, I want to make sure we leave enough time on Sunday to kind of wrap everything up and finalize everything, because it's a very important topic. But we'll start and finish this class tonight, and then we'll start and hopefully finish the next one as well, and then we'll be good to go for Sunday night. The next couple of weeks, just to give you a heads up, there will be no class. A week from tonight, we'll have our quarterly singing that we do at the end of every quarter. The next Sunday, we have our first Sunday of the quarter. We'll have our new theme song, so we'll all be up here for that sermon. And then the Wednesday following, when we would normally start class, we start our spring series with Mitch Davis, and he'll be here from Franklin. And so we got some good things coming up, but it just means no Bible class for the next couple weeks. And so we'll have other announcements and things on that as we go. So we started on Sunday night talking about this idea of being persuaded away. Where it seems like as we started with exhortation to doctrine. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the eldership. Meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing so, you will save both yourself and those who hear you. I love what he tells Timothy there. Let no one despise you. There he gets into, let no one despise your youth. But don't let anyone get you down. Don't let anyone tell you you're too young. Don't let anyone tell you you don't know enough. Don't let anyone despise who you are and what you believe in. Give attention to doctrine. Continue to study and worship and grow. Continue in them, for in doing so, you will save both yourself and those who hear you. Your faith can save other people. And we'll stop there and we'll come back together on Sunday night. We'll see y'all then.